Officials from the Agriculture Department and the Food and Drug Administration are resuming talks with their Russian counterparts in Moscow today. The Americans want the Russians to lift a ban on the import of U.S. poultry. Russia says it imposed the ban, which took effect on Sunday, because of concerns about the safety of American chicken. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The Americans and Russians met all day yesterday to try and work out a deal. But Deputy Agriculture Minister Sergei Dankford claimed that even as negotiations continue, Russia is uncovering new instances of contaminated American chicken. Even as we sat with our American colleagues, we were brought five new analyses confirming the presence of salmonella in American chicken, Dankford said. We've told our American friends that until we get answers about the situation, there's no point in discussing other issues. Issues such as the antibiotics used to treat chickens in the U.S. Russia's chief veterinarian, Mikhail Kravchuk.
Министерством здравоохранения запрещены в России антибиотики тетрациклинового ряда.
The Americans have confirmed to us that the same antibiotics they use to treat American humans are also used on American chickens, Kravchuk said. Tetracycline, penicillin, erythromycin, and others. In Russia, it's forbidden to use these substances on chickens. American officials question the reasoning behind the ban. They say they've given the Russians 800 pages of documents proving U.S. chicken is safe. Why the big flap over a bunch of birds? Big bucks are at stake. U.S. chicken exports to Russia were worth $660 million last year. 60% of exported American chickens end up on Russian dinner plates. The ban threatens to pull the legs out from under a booming business. And it's mostly legs that end up in Russia. At places like University Market, a sprawling trading area in central Moscow. They're called Nogi Busha in Russian. Bush's legs, because they appeared here when the first President Bush was in the White House. Russia then faced food shortages, and there were often fistfights over the fryers. Chicken hawker Irina Kondratyeva says business is still brisk. Every time we bring in a shipment, we sell out of them immediately, says Irina. They're in great demand. The popularity's in the price. At 37 rubles a kilo, or 50 cents a pound, U.S. chickens are the cheapest around. But one old woman says she doesn't care about a few kopecks. She buys slightly pricier Russian chickens now, partly out of patriotism. No, we don't want them. We don't want anything American, said the woman, who refused to give her name. They don't even eat those chicken legs in America themselves. Russian officials say a thaw in the chicken issue is unlikely soon. They want to establish new rules for the import of U.S. poultry, something that could take 6 months. But Russia denies the ban is intended to prop up its fledgling domestic poultry industry. And Russia says the chicken ban has nothing to do with new U.S. tariffs on imported steel. The U.S. says most Russian steel exports will be excluded from the new duties. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.